KQED. Some families only really see each other over the holidays, but not the folks in our Family Biz series about small family-owned businesses in California. 83-year-old Michael Nash inspired his family business with his daily walk down his driveway to unlock his mailbox.
So how often do you go check your mailbox?
Once or twice a day. I have not much else to do. That's it. There's nothing in there. I keep looking.
Nash lives in Granite Bay in Placer County. His wife died a few years ago. He doesn't use email or have a cell phone. Getting snail mail is what's familiar, comforting. And that gave his daughter-in-law, Kim Nash, an idea.
Okay, so this is the one I'm going to write to Mom. And sign it from Debbie and family.
Kim sends out gift boxes to seniors, monthly or weekly. Kind of like a subscription veggie box, but this one's filled with things like tea, candy, uplifting quotes, and crossword puzzles.
I think we purposely decided to go old school. That's what's missing is this very low-tech version of a touch, a handwritten note. The mints and things that we try to send out are things that might have been around for years and years, not necessarily newfangled candies, newfangled things.
No Himalayan pink salt caramels for these guys. Think Russell Stover.
And I have both sugar-free bags and regular candy bags all set up.
Kim says it's been painful watching her parents and in-laws age.
My father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 5 years ago and just passed away, actually, 2 weeks ago. But it was quite the journey. And as I'm going through that, I'm realizing more and more of my friends in this age group were going through the same thing or similar things. And their parents all have different struggles, different stuff. But we are feeling like we're at a stage where how can you help them? How can you make them happier? Because their world's unfortunately getting smaller, more isolated.
As she prints out the labels for the next batch of boxes, Kim says they're not all for seniors.
There's also some recipients of our boxes that are in their 40s that have MS. We have a good friend who we send it from our book club who's in her 50s with Parkinson's. So it's not for people in their 90s who are dying. It's for anybody that just gets isolated for any reason.
The business, Blue Ribbon Box, also includes Kim's husband, Russ, and their kids, Kyle and Austin. They're 20-somethings and run the website from San Diego. Their parents Skype them to check in.
Hey, hon.
Hey.
How are you?
Yep.
Good. Nice shirt. Haven't seen that.
Thanks.
Just want to check and see if there's anything else you guys need. How are you doing on supplies and things?
We're pretty well stocked on most of the stuff.
Kim and Russ Nash say their kids were always entrepreneurs. As teenagers, they helped run another family business, a smoothie store.
So they've been working forever.
And we have funny stories of them selling the rocks from our backyard, thinking they're diamonds, and people buying them, and lemonade stands in the front yard. So it did start young.
Working together with siblings and parents could be a disaster in some families, but for the Nashes, it works.
This is a business, and it's okay to have disagreements. It's okay to fight for your idea. We don't turn around and argue on Thanksgiving Day about, oh, you screwed up on this thing at work. That's separate.
And this isn't just a two-generation family business. Remember Grandpa Nash? He's the beta tester.
I'm the tester, okay? If I like it, there's got to be some other old guys that would like it, too.
He says he gives constructive criticism.
I told her that old people don't see well, so you got to have big dark print. On the crossword puzzles, the first book, it had real small squares and real small little, there's no way you could put a letter in that square.
For 27-year-old Courtney DeGrove, sending these gift boxes helps her connect with her grandmother.
I've lived in California all my life, and she has lived in Pennsylvania. My grandfather actually passed away in March. 62 years, I think they were married. The first day she got it, she actually called and left a voicemail.
Hi, Courtney. It's Grandma. I just got your box that says smiles are delivered to me. What a surprise. That was so nice of you. I mean, actually, it made me cry. You're a wonderful granddaughter.
Courtney says her grandma doesn't actually care what's in the box. It's just the anticipation that the mailman's going to come with something more than junk mail, that someone is thinking of her.